here's a story from The World.
2 years ago, the U.S. and Brazil signed a space agreement. It allowed U.S. companies to launch satellites from northeastern Brazil. Brazil is now looking to expand its space base, but that could evict hundreds of Afro-Brazilian families from their ancestral land. Michael Fox has more.
In the early 1980s, in the final years of the military dictatorship, hundreds of families were removed from their land in northeastern Brazil to make way for the construction of the new Alcântara Satellite Launch Center. The families were relocated to inland villages known as agrovilas. The government promised food, employment, and support. Little was provided. Leandra Silveira was a young mother at the time. She says she cried like a child the day they were relocated from their ancestral home to the Pepital agrovilla. She says it was hard when they arrived. They were given concrete shells of houses far from the coast, their fruit trees, their fields, and fishing spots. She says they only survived with the help from other communities that brought them food or allowed them to fish on their lands. Those neighboring lands could take hours to reach by bicycle or foot. These families also never received the titles to their new homes. Until now.
Hoje é momento especial. Parece uma cerimônia simples.
That's President Jair Bolsonaro at an event this week in Alcântara to deliver land titles to 125 families who were relocated in the 1980s. He was joined by several cabinet officials, including his firebrand Minister of Women and Family, Damares Alves, a former evangelical preacher.
É de vocês, durmam felizes agora. É isso que o presidente Bolsonaro veio fazer.
She said, "It's your land. You can rest easy now. That's why Bolsonaro is here." Despite the image, analysts and local leaders say this is not a case of historic redress, but rather PR and an attempt to actually undercut the unity of the local community.
All of the area outside the existing just under 9,000 hectares of the base is under a standing Brazilian, a binding Brazilian judicial order for collective land title.
That's Sean Mitchell, a Rutgers professor of anthropology who wrote a book about the launch site and its conflict with the local community.
So these titles that Bolsonaro is handing out are of dubious legal standing.
That's because this whole region is composed of quilombos, or communities of people of African descent, mostly formed after the end of slavery. There are more than 3,000 quilombos across Brazil. Dozens surround the Alcântara launch site. They're home to roughly 800 families who are now scheduled to be removed to make way for the expansion of the launch center. Danilo Cerejo is a lawyer with the movement of people affected by the Alcântara launch site. He was raised in the Canelachiwa quilombo.
Então nunca nesses 40 anos a ameaça de remoção dessas comunidades foi.
He says, never in these 40 years has the threat of removal of these communities been so real, because the Bolsonaro government is known around the world as one that does not respect the Constitution or legislation. And it's a government that is clearly racist. From the Mamuna Quilombo's communal yucca fields, residents can see the top of the installations of the Alcântara Satellite Launch Center, which borders their land. They're sustainable farmers. They fish in the ocean, a short walk from the village. Lorenza Vera strolls past the garden behind her tiny home, which is made of mud and a thatched roof. Her family has lived on these lands for generations. She says, "We are being threatened today, just like in the past. We are at risk of being extinct. We are living the same things as in the past, running the risk of being extinct from our place of origin, our roots, and our identity." There has been pushback, both in Brazil and the United States. Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson spoke out against the U.S.-Brazil deal in September 2019.
This agreement between the Trump and Bolsonaro administrations threatens to displace hundreds of Afro-Brazilian Quilombo families from their land, further disparaging an already marginalized community.
Late last year, Johnson and other congressional members, including Deb Haaland and Senator Bernie Sanders, wrote to the Armed Services Committee to request that the 2021 Defense Authorization Bill prohibit the U.S. from cooperating with projects that would lead to the relocation of indigenous or quilombola communities in Brazil. Davy Pereira Jr. is a doctoral student at the University of Texas who grew up in the Alcântara Quilombo of Itamatachiua.
Para a gente, o que chama a atenção do governante, que tem uma possibilidade de...
He says, the fact that we were able to call the attention of U.S. politicians was important for us. Without pressure from the U.S. society, it will be very difficult to confront this. The new Biden administration may offer a window of opportunity. But Pereira Jr. and Quilombo lawyer Danilo Cerejo aren't holding their breath. While the planned evictions are now on hold, Quilombo leaders hope to keep the pressure on in both Brazil and the United States. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.